Dear friends, welcome to Peace Lutheran's online offerings for our midweek Advent services. Today is Wednesday, December 2nd, and as we walk through these midweek services, we're taking a look at the special messengers, the special angels that God sends to Joseph, Mary, and the shepherds. God sends messengers to each one of us. What is that message that God is sharing with you? We pray that this Advent service stirs something up inside of you to be attentive to the messengers, the angels that God is sending to you in your life. May this service be a blessing to you.
Thank you. Our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends, in our text just read from Aaron, the person Joseph had a problem. Joseph had a problem. It was a huge problem. And what was that problem? He was pledged to be married to Mary. Now, there's not a problem in that. The problem was that Mary was pregnant and with child, and Joseph was not the father. That's a problem. Marriage and being pledged in marriage was much different back in Joseph's day as it is in our day. You see, when someone was pledged to be married, they were technically married, but it really didn't take effect for 9 to 12 months so that the community would know that a pregnancy didn't happen before the marriage took place. Joseph and Mary are in that waiting time period here in our text, we believe, from Matthew chapter 1. This is what really presented Joseph a great dilemma. And he had really two options. One option was to divorce Mary quietly and to walk off on different paths and go in different directions in their lives. The second option would be to stay married to Mary, but potentially face Mary being stoned to death because she would have been tagged as an adulteress, which would have been a heinous crime, even perhaps bringing on a stoning by Jewish law. What do you do when you have a dilemma? I know what I do. Pace up and down the hallway or throughout all the house. What do you do when you have a dilemma? You count sheep at night, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you do when you have a dilemma? You seek out advisors, other people to give you wisdom and advice. There's one thing that you definitely shouldn't do, at least by common wisdom, and that is you don't allow for interruptions to break your concentration in your thinking through the dilemma. Interruptions are not welcome. Interruptions usually aren't that helpful. Now, what we find with Joseph is that he allows for interruption at a very critical time in his life. And the interruption comes with the angel speaking to him in our text. It comes in a dream. From Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, the angel says to Joseph, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. Now, Joseph was interrupted with a dream, and that altered his course. Now, I find that pretty shocking because when I have a dream, I don't really let it determine my course of action. When I have a good dream, I get out of bed, go to the restroom, put water on my face, and I say to myself, it was just a dream. And I go back to normal. When I have a bad dream, I actually do the same thing. I go down to the restroom, I wash my face, and I say to myself, it was just a dream. And don't really let it affect my life. Now, what's shocking here in this text is that Joseph did allow for this interruption in a dream to alter his life. Matthew 1, verse 24 says this, "When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took Mary as his wife." Now, here's the point. Joseph allowed himself to be interrupted in his time of dilemma. Now, I think some of us, as we tune in here tonight, can relate somewhat to Joseph. We all, each one of us, we're facing dilemmas in these times. Last week with Thanksgiving, there was the dilemma of, I know that many of the families in our church struggled with the dilemma of, should I have Thanksgiving alone or with my immediate family, or should I include a larger number of our family? A dilemma, and it was a hard one. Some dilemmas right now are, do we go shopping in person or do we do it online? That's kind of a silly little dilemma that some people are thinking about. But some of these dilemmas are very painstaking. What about this one? Do I have that surgery in the month ahead in the midst of COVID, or do I wait till everything is better in the summer? Some are struggling with that dilemma. Or looking forward to the next year, 2021, will I be more risk averse, or will I be, or do I move forward with that decision that I have in life? Interruptions. Now, there's one thing that I want to share that's important for us to remember, and that is having dilemmas in life. There's nothing wrong with that. That's certainly not sinful. Dilemmas just come upon us. But what can be not so helpful is this. When we focus so much on those dilemmas that's all we focus on. Or when we try to fix the dilemmas in our life and bring a solution. Now, when we do those two things, we oftentimes don't allow for God to interrupt and share with us His message, share with us His direction and directing for our lives. God is sending His messenger, His angels to you this Christmas. Those angels may not have angelic voices and may not have wings that you typically associate with angels, but those angels are coming to bring you a message. It could be that person out ringing the bell by the Salvation Army can. What message could that person be sharing with you? That God cares about all people and the hurts and needs of His people. How can you be generous? Perhaps the messenger that's coming to you, the angel, is just a child's voice that shares the importance of Jesus. You've heard many sermons before. You've studied God's word, but it's that little voice pointing to Jesus that penetrates your heart, that we need a Savior, and that Savior can help us in these times. When you think about it, when Joseph allowed for that interruption to take place in his life, his present and his future was forever changed. And the same is true for us. Our present is changed when we listen to the message that God is giving us of a Savior. Our present is changed because all those dilemmas that we have, we realize that Jesus gives a solution. Our future is changed because the greatest dilemma that we face, which is ultimately what will happen to us when we die, is solved because Jesus has paved a way for eternal life. Interruptions in life are not always welcomed, But let us remember, God's interruptions into our life are always helpful. We're going to move forward with this in our service, our Advent service, with a time for a song of reflection. And as we hear that song, we want to think about a couple of questions. The first is this one. How might God be interrupting you right now in your routines? And then secondly, what message is God sharing with you that'll make a difference in your life? We take some time to hear that music now. Bow our heads for Advent prayer. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We close our service with Martin Luther's evening prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Amen.